At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy...
Yo. RSS be the lifeline, feeding your grind. Newer pet drops, it's right on time. No scroll, no search, just hit that sub. Your voice in the ears like a velvet club. Auto stream, no delay, no stress. Your podcast moves like it's dressed to impress. From Apple to Deezer, you're in the zone. RSS keeps your hustle full blown. Mic check, 1, 2, RSS in the mix. Pushing out your content like 100 quick flicks. No gatekeepers, no middleman stress. Your voice hits the feed, clean, no mess. Analytics tight, your growth on blast. Every new sub got you moving fast. From niche to mainstream, let it unfold. RSS got your story sold. RSS.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We take your sources, could be articles, research, maybe just your notes, and we turn them into insights you can actually use. Today, we're really digging into podcasting goals, looking at strategies to make sure your show, you know, doesn't just hang in there, but really grows. This whole digital audio world, it's always changing, right? And for creators like you, keeping up isn't just nice, it's pretty essential if you want that growth to stick. Mm-hmm. So our job here is to pull out the key bits of wisdom, give you practical stuff to, well, boost your podcast.
Exactly. And it's so important to remember, podcasting isn't static. It's always moving. Listener habits, they change. New tech pops up all the time. How people even find shows is different than it was last year. So yeah, our goal is to cut through all that noise. We've looked at your material and we want to distill the strategies that really matter. It doesn't matter if you're just starting out or you've been doing this for years. It's about navigating change and really connecting, you know, strategic growth, not just hitting publish.
Okay, right. So let's jump into the first big strategy for 2025. And honestly, this feels like the foundation for everything else. Really using analytics to get your audience. Now, most of us, we check download numbers.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's a start. But what are we missing? What are those like deeper insights that could actually change how we make content and engage people?
Yeah, downloads are just the surface, really. Good analytics go way deeper. You know, platforms like RSS.com, Spotify for Podcasters, Chartable, they give you much more granular stuff. Think listener location, sometimes right down to the city.
Oh, wow, city level.
Yeah, exactly. And knowing if your audience is mostly in, say, LA versus London, that changes things, right? For relevance, you can also see what devices they're using. And this is a big one, when they listen. Peak times. Like maybe you find out 7 p.m. on Mondays is huge for your show. Or maybe it's 7 a.m. Tuesdays. That data, it gives you clues, big clues about their routines. Are they listening on the commute? Winding down at night? Understanding that lets you, well, maybe adjust your release schedule or even tailor content slightly. Makes it easier for them to catch it.
That is powerful, knowing the where and when. But okay, the next step. Acting on it. That feels tricky. Like, say I find out a big chunk of my listeners are international, outside my main country. How do I actually adjust my content, make it relevant for them without, you know, weirding out my original audience?
That's exactly where the strategy part comes in. It's not about a total overhaul. If you see that international audience, think subtle shifts. Maybe use less local slang.
Okay.
Or if you make a cultural reference, maybe briefly explain it, or bring in more global perspectives on your topics. It's about broadening the appeal, not alienating anyone. When you make those kinds of tweaks based on data, it shows listeners you're paying attention, you value them. That builds loyalty.
Right, showing you understand them. Okay, that makes sense. So building on that idea, meeting the audience where they are. Let's talk goal number two for 2025. Being everywhere, but especially on YouTube, we've seen platforms like Google Podcasts just disappear. Samsung's podcast app, too.
Yeah.
The landscape is definitely shifting. And YouTube, maybe surprisingly for audio shows, seems to be becoming this major player, almost the assumed place to go.
You're spot on. How people consume podcasts is definitely getting more visual, and that's where the standard YouTube RSS feed thing often falls flat.
How so?
Well, typically it just grabs your audio and sticks a static image over it, right?
I'm huge. I've seen those.
The thing is, YouTube is a video platform. People there expect something to watch, a static image, maybe not even a waveform moving. It just doesn't meet that expectation. People click away fast. It kind of signals you're not really committing to the platform, you know? Mm.
Ah, I see. So it's not just being on YouTube. It's how you show up. Static image, e-wide, bad. So effective YouTube podcasts need dynamic visuals. You could use editing software, sure, like Descript or DaVinci, maybe Headliner. But some hosting platforms are trying to make this easier. RSS.com, for instance, has this PodViz tech.
Right.
It takes your audio and automatically makes a more engaging video, animated waveform that syncs with the sound, .custom chapter art that can change during the episode, and it handles chapter submission automatically, which apparently YouTube's own system doesn't do easily.
Yeah, that chapter submission is a pain manually.
So the process seems simpler. Get a YouTube channel to the podcast, link your RSS feed, mark it not for kids or whatever's appropriate, and then it kind of automates the publishing. It creates a much better viewer experience than just, like, raw audio with a picture.
Exactly. It cuts down the manual work hugely. You automate the visual part, get better engagement on YouTube, maybe even convert some viewers into audio listeners, all with less effort. It's smarter reach.
Okay, smart reach. Now, another area where data is changing things. Transcripts. For accessibility and also for content repurposing, these aren't just nice to have anymore, are they? It feels like they're becoming essential. Obvious benefit first. Accessibility. For people who are deaf or hard of hearing, or even just people who can't listen right then, quiet, commute, office, whatever, they can still get your content.
Absolutely, accessibility is huge. But the really transformative part now with AI is seeing transcripts as, well, as raw material. Think of it like this. A good transcript is your whole episode in text form.
Right.
Now, you can feed that text into AI tools, ChatGPT, Claude, whatever you use, and bam, content explosion. Imagine getting like 10 different social media posts instantly, or a full blog article, or a newsletter summary, maybe even bullet points for something else, all from that one original audio recording. It's about multiplying the value of the time you spent recording. Huge ROI on your content.
That is a game changer. Less work, more output. And while transcript services used to cost extra, some platforms are building it in now, like RSS.com again. They offer free, automatic, time-stamped transcripts when you publish.
That's becoming more common, yeah.
And these transcripts don't just live in the feed. They show up on your public podcast website, too. Which means search engines can read them. Huge boost for SEO, discoverability, helps new people find your show. It's a win-win.
Totally. Transcripts are fundamental now. Good for inclusivity, great for marketing. It's just smart strategy.
Okay, so we've got content, reach, discoverability. But it needs to be sustainable, right? Let's talk money. Monetization. Because, let's face it, podcasting isn't free. There's gear, hosting fees, your time.
Yeah.
Which is valuable. We need to think beyond just, you know, chasing big sponsors or giant membership numbers is the only ways to make it work. There are other options.
That's such a critical point for creators trying to make this last. And listener support models, they're really taking off. They're viable. You see creators using Patreon, Buy Me a Coffee, direct support. Some hosts are integrating this too. RSS.com has funding tags or a donate button built in. Makes it easy for you to add links, PayPal, Venmo, GoFundMe, whatever, right on your podcast site. And importantly, these links work with the newer Podcasting 2.0 apps, so listeners can donate really easily right when they're listening and feeling the value. Frictionless support.
That definitely opens things up. And there's even more cutting edge stuff, right? Like Apple Podcasts subscriptions for bonus content or ad free feeds and this whole value for value thing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Where listeners can send small payments, often Bitcoin, through these new Podcasting 2.0 apps.
Like using Albi Wallet.
Yeah. Based on the value they get. Sending Boostergrams messages with money attached. Maybe you read them on air.
It creates a direct connection, fosters that community feel.
And then for scale, there's programmatic ads inserted dynamically paid, automated targeted ads.
Right, based on listener data.
So it's a real toolkit now. Lots of ways to generate revenue.
That's the key insight, I think. It's about having a diverse toolkit, moving past just ads, more direct support, more innovative payments. You find what fits your show, your audience, empowers the creator.
A diverse toolkit. Love that. Okay, that brings us to our last big goal, and maybe the most important one, deeper audience engagement. We keep hearing it. Downloads aren't the only thing that matters anymore. Not really. Real success is about building an engaged audience. Listeners who don't just download, but who actively love the show, participate, feel invested. How do we actually build that deep community?
Yeah, it's about moving beyond just passive listening. And live streaming, that's becoming a really powerful way to do it. Real-time interaction.
Live Q&As, things like that.
Exactly, or behind-the-scenes stuff, listening parties. And some platforms make this easy. RSS.com has a live item tag that can pipe, say, a YouTube live stream right into your podcast feed automatically. So listeners and apps that support it, like Fountain, can join live without you doing extra work.
Oh, interesting.
You get that immediate interaction, Q&A, maybe even live donations during the stream. It builds such a strong connection, that feeling of being part of something. Beyond streaming, things like dedicated Discord servers, interactive polls on social media, listener call-in segments, they all work to build community.
Right, making it a two-way street. And there are other features that help too, sort of weaving that community fabric tighter, like having a proper custom podcast website, not just a basic feed page, gives your show a home.
Definitely.
Easy social sharing tools so listeners can spread the word. Embeddable players to put your show elsewhere. Chapter markers so people can jump to the bits they care about most. You may share specific segments.
Navigation matters.
Even things like Podroll recommending other podcasts connects your listeners to the wider audio world, makes your show feel like part of a conversation that all adds up to foster that stronger bond.
Absolutely. All these tools, all these strategies, they point to the same thing, turning passive listeners into an active, passionate community. That feeling, that connection, that's the real measure of a successful podcast now, more than just a download number.
Okay, so let's quickly recap. Our deep dive into podcast success for 2025 hit 5 key goals. 1, understand your audience deeply with analytics. Go beyond downloads. 2, be everywhere, especially YouTube, but do it right with engaging visuals. 3, use transcripts, yes, for accessibility, but also as amazing raw material for repurposing content with AI. 4, diversify how you make money. Think listener support. Value for value, paid ads, lots of options. And 5, maybe most crucial, foster real engagement, build that community. Downloads aren't everything.
And the big picture here, it's about making things easier for you, the creator. Empowerment. Platforms are trying to become these all-in-one growth engines. Hosting, distribution, analytics, monetization. All integrated. The idea is you spend less time fighting the tech, more time making great content. That's the goal. And just as an example, if you're thinking about trying some of these integrated features, RSS.com is actually offering 6 months free if you switch your show over to them. Worth checking out.
Right. So for you listening, as you're planning for next year, think about this. Out of all these strategies, analytics, YouTube, transcripts, money, engagement, which one feels like it could make the biggest difference for your show right now? And what's one small step you could take, maybe even today, to start moving in that direction? Lots to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
Yo, RSS be the lifeline, feeding your grind. New a pair drops, it's right on time. No scroll, no search, just hit that sub. Your voice in their ears like a velvet club. Auto stream, no delay, no stress. Your podcast moves like it's dressed to impress. From Apple to Deezer, you're in the zone. RSS keeps your hustle full blown. Mic check, 1, 2, RSS in the mix. Pushing out your content like 100 quick flicks. No gatekeepers, no middleman stress. Your voice hits the feed, clean, no mess. Analytics tight, your growth on blast. Every new sub got you moving fast. From niche to mainstream, let it unfold. RSS, got your story sold. RSS, let the signal ride. Your podcast flows worldwide. One link, one vibe, one stream, one dream. RSS keeps your hustle supreme. RSS, let the signal ride. Your podcast flows worldwide. One link, one vibe, one stream, one dream. RSS keeps your hustle supreme.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.